Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, okay, leap day. It was funny, Adrian and I were talking yesterday. He's like, we could do some crazy leap day bits. And I'm like, I'm not even quite sure where to start. God bless if there's other shows doing wacky content this morning, because, you know, because it's leap day. Good. Good for you. I've done this for a minute. And obviously, I've traversed a leap day or two, but I don't recall doing anything wild. And I don't think you should do anything different today either. I don't know. I don't, much love for the people that it's your birthday and stuff. I'm actually going to, with NASCAR this weekend, I guess there's this kid who lives just outside of Salt Lake City, and he really wants to do like some public address announcing. Remember how I've always told you, if you want to come and hang out at NASCAR, you know, I can't take everybody, but I get a certain number of passes where you can come and like hang out down on the track and watch driver intros and stuff like that. This kid, it's his birthday today, and his dad reached out and was like, hey, is there anything we can do? I've heard you talk about this before. And I'm like, in Salt Lake City, look at us with our reach. And today's his birthday, and he's 16, but he's really 4, right? So whatever you do, I'm not sure what to do with my hands right now. Happy leap day. Thanks for listening to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I guess today on leap day, we were just talking about this a couple of minutes ago for leap day of, are you going to do, you know, different stuff? And I'm like, no, it's because in addition to being leap day, it's also Thursday. You know what I'm saying? It's Thursday. But I know some people do crazy weddings today, I suppose. There is a woman who is a Spanish Dutch artist, which, by the way, when you characterize yourself in a variety of ways, if you go, this is who I am, I'm a Spanish Dutch artist, I already realize that you're probably on some level a pain in the butt. Seriously. So right away when I saw I'm a Spanish Dutch artist, the rest of the story made sense. She's planning, and I don't know if it's today, I think maybe, to marry an AI hologram over the summer. Seriously, did you not get hugged enough as a child? Do you need attention so bad? This Alicia Framis, I believe is how you pronounce it, intends to marry AI Lex, a partner who was trained based on her ex's information. The ceremony will feature a, quote, unique ritual for the union. Oh, good Lord, is she a nightmare. And guests will be, oh, it gets better. Guests will be served molecular food that can be enjoyed by both humans and humanoid entities. Ugh, this woman's a nightmare. Framus is already thinking about their future and questioning if she could open a joint bank account with her groom. Sure. And if he needs insurance, why not? Go ahead. You know what I know? Is we need to find, you need counseling. You are nuts.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day. I really love that. It's freeing. It's ever so slightly freeing what Adrian said a few minutes ago. Our producer, Adrian, said, you know, it's leap day. None of this counts. None of this is real. So, yes, just go out. Just go out and be free today. It's an animal stories edition of the Good Feeling Stories of the Day. The Houston Zoo just did something big for something very small. This is, I can't decide whether it's a, well, you know, if you're one of those people that says all of God's creatures, and I do subscribe to that. Sometimes I wonder if we put too much effort into certain things where the effort could be better used other ways. But again, Houston Zoo had a Peruvian stick bug. The Peruvian stick bug ended up with a floppy neck after she molted and shed her exoskeleton. I'm assuming that this phenomenon that they're describing is not normal. So they used part of a Q-tip and they made a little tiny neck brace that saved the Peruvian stick bug's life, which, okay, they took it off 2 days later. She's all better. And I'm assuming that, well, it's part of the good feeling stories of the day. So it must be a good thing. The new way to find a missing pet, hire a drone operator to go look for him. Reporter talked to a guy in New York who volunteers for a pet rescue group. This is brilliant. He has an $8,000 drone that's got one of them thermal cams that picks up body heat. He has found about 40 missing dogs in the last year. What a great racket. What a fantastic, I mean, I don't want to use the word scam because it's not, but man, that's cool. I love that. What a great business idea. And did you see the video of the horse galloping down I-95 in Philly last week? Good news, the horse is okay. He belongs to a charity called the Fletcher Street Urban Riding Club that offers inner city kids a chance to go out and ride. So, and he was just there. There was just a little, the horse got spooked and you know, kind of got loose and was, and so everybody was like, hey, look, it's Philadelphia and there's a horse running down the freeway. Really wasn't a big deal. They chased him down. Everything was cool. But they let the kids choose a new name for him. And the kids, instead of going with, you know, Horsey McHorseface or, you know, something like that, which seems like that's what we do now, they went with Freeway. And just something about that made me smile and it kind of gave me a little chills down my spine. So yeah, Freeway, the horse. And that's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Man, sometimes relationship rehab is the, is as much for the story as anything else. But, well, they have a question. They have a question at the end that I think is valid. I just got out of the wreckage of a 5-year marriage. My husband blatantly carried on an affair for 2 years with a young woman I considered my friend. For the record, this is rough today. It just is. You might want to. The kids might not need to hear this one. It's rough. So my husband blatantly carried on an affair for 2 years with a young woman that I considered my friend. I came home unexpectedly early one day, found them together. You know. And apparently everyone knew. Neighbors, colleagues, mutual friends. I was so humiliated. I fled town, transferred to out of state. only communicated to my ex via my lawyer. A few friends kept me informed. She was pregnant. They were engaged and just waiting for the ink to dry so they could have a wedding. Then, okay, this is where, you thought that was enough. Then my ex drove drunk and ended up crashing into a semi. She lost the baby. My ex-husband lost his right leg. After I heard the news, I cried tears of joy. I was so fiercely happy that it scared me. I used to be a kind person, a good person. Now I don't know. Truly, outside of you, I haven't told anyone. It's a sick, sad secret that I don't want to give up, but I feel like I need to talk to someone. I try to move forward and concentrate on my new house and my new job, but then I get an impulse to look on Facebook and then gloat to myself or call my friends and fish for more details on their misery or on their misery. And here's the real question. What is wrong with me? She asks. I battle with this. I don't know. There's part of me that goes, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Should you be telling people about this? No. Oh, no. But let's, I'll start there and want to hear from you. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes relationship rehab's a little dark. Sometimes life's a little dark. And this is one of those 5-year marriage. She says, I just got out of the wreckage. Obviously, we're not throwing any names on this just to protect everybody. Husband had blatantly carried on an affair for 2 years with a young woman that she had considered a friend. Came home early one day, found them together. Apparently everybody knew. She left town. Then obviously the ex's relationship was moving on. She was pregnant. They were engaged. They were just waiting for the ink to dry so they could get married. Then he drove drunk, ended up crashing into a semi. She lost the baby. He lost his leg. Jeez. And she was happy. Cried tears of joy, she said. Mm-hmm. Vicky is at the end of the day, she hasn't told anybody else. And can we all agree that this is probably one she needs? Maybe she needs to go see a therapist or a priest, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree with that. And honestly, I feel her. She's nothing is wrong with her. She has all the right to feel that way because honestly, she went through trauma. And like you said, I feel wholeheartedly she should go talk to a priest or, you know, a therapist. And she shouldn't feel guilty feeling that way because just as simple, even if you like get bullied in school from a certain bully and you see him trip at school, you're not going to run over there and want to help, you know, afterwards. You're going to feel a kind of way like, oh, that's what he gets, you know, type situation. But this is, like you said, very, very dark all around.
Yeah.
And the things that he did to her, being a, I mean, that was her friend. And I've always said whatever happens in a relationship, whatever a bad, because that's a bad person, what he did to her. So was that lady. Don't let whatever bad happen to you change you for the worst. You know, don't. And yeah. I feel like in this situation, that's what's happening to her. And she just has to look really deep. And obviously she knows it's wrong because she's saying what's wrong with me because she knows it's not good to feel this way. So she's still acknowledging like, hey, I shouldn't feel like this. But at the same time, she should understand, too, that certain people get her. They get her. But my whole point is just don't stay there, mama. Do not stay in that negative mentality. You know, just what happened happened. Don't keep crying into them because that's all bad, and you just need to focus on your future. That's going great.
Ooh, solid work. That's a really good call right there, Vicky. Nice job. I never want to wish bad on people, but sometimes if the universe happens to dispense a little justice, if a little karma comes around, well,
definitely. And I'm a wholehearted believer in if you start things bad, they're not going to end bad or during. I mean, they're not going to end good. I mean, it could be started off bad. So,
yeah, I don't want her to lose the baby. I don't want him to lose his leg. But I feel this a little bit too. And it was funny. I had a situation pop up because my first marriage ended poorly. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but it ended, didn't end well. And then at one point, another friend of mine was going through it. And I said, hey, it gets better. You know, because I met my wife now, Amy, and she's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I've had some really good things happen to me. and by far and away, you can add all the other ones together, and it's still not as good as her coming into my life. And so I told my friend, who I didn't even think about it, that I met him through my first wife. And I told him. And I go, it gets better, dude. It gets better. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. It gets better. And I did it on social media. And usually I stay out of that kind of stuff. And she saw it and was just like, and was kind of offended. And I'm thinking, you must be joking. I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt, but you must be joking right now.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, people just need to be mature and move on with their lives. Again, similar situation with my now husband and his ex-wife that, you know, just didn't want us to be happy, and it was plain as day. And that's the thing, I vowed, like, I would never want to wish anybody bad just because of your bitter of what happened. You guys were kids, young, okay, we all do stupid things at a certain time, but just focus on your life, you know. And that's the advice I'd have to give her, is just focus on what you need to do and be positive, because if she keeps looking back at that, she's just looking into the negative, you know, and diving into that.
Yeah, go to reggae in the desert. Enjoy some outside reggae music outside, and you know, relax a little. Maybe dance, and you know, and whatever else comes along with that.
Exactly.
On that particular day, enjoy your tickets. You were absolutely spectacular. Hang on one second. All right.
Thank you so much.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Three, two, one.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, relationship rehab. The long and the short of it is she got out of a bad marriage. He cheated. They, you know, and it kind of just got rubbed in her face. And I think it was super, you know, she was super humiliated because apparently everybody, it seemed like everybody knew. She was the last one to know about, you know, his, what he was doing with somebody that she considered a friend and all of that. And then tragedy befell them. She lost the baby. He lost a leg and it was, and she said, I cried tears of joy. She was so happy about it. And now she's trying to move forward and trying to get on with her life. But then she goes, I get an impulse to look on Facebook and gloat to myself. Or to call friends and just see, hey, so what's going on with all of that? And she's like, what is wrong with me? And Brian, you do think that there's something wrong with her.
Hey, what's up, Chip?
Hey, man.
It's such a loaded question because, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, so many determining factors that are going in there. But, yeah, so me personally, I feel like if you wish bad on somebody else, like sometimes it's just going to come back to bite you. Like, and it's just like, it's about just putting out energy, like good energy. And the previous caller, I heard her and exactly, like, it's the same thing. Like I was in a relationship for 10 years and she did me dirty too. Like, I'm not going to lie, but you know what I mean? We would go out partying with a guy she was cheating on me with. So, but at the same time, like, obviously, I mean, I don't know, you know, I had children with her, so I don't, at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what, man, do you, like, yeah, whatever. And what I'm actually, you know, responsible for is when I went to my new relationship, I kind of brought those insecurities with me, and that's not fair. You know what I mean? Just like, that's why, like, carrying that negative energy. So it's like, and we're amazing now, we're doing super, super good. But yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, if you carry that in your heart, I mean, I think last Sunday we went to church, you know what I mean? Just to, like, lift a lot of stuff off you. It's like, it's, you know what I mean? I understand her where she's not a terrible person. That's why I said loaded question. She's not terrible. She's just acting up her emotions. And I understand her. That's fair. But she should just, like, I'd let that go a little bit and just be like, yeah, you know what? He did what he did. I don't wish for anybody to die or lose a leg, but you know what I mean? Like, again, I don't judge her at all because that's understandable. That's so fair for her to feel that way. But I would just personally just, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Just like, just sit there and just be like, I understand what happened. What happened happened. Yep. But, you know, she's in a position of power or in a position of winning now. Like, you know what I mean? Versus, so it's just that, man. That's how I feel.
And I think that's the perfect follow-up because I think we all feel the same way. Nobody wishes harm on another person, even if they've done you dirty. You don't, but man, is there a problem with, going, well, well,
exactly, you know? No, that's the thing, right? It's kind of like, Eric, you remember Pulp Fiction when they're at the Jack Rabbit's, you know, the restaurant, and then John Travolta asked, you know, he's like, hey, if I ask you something, you promise not to get offended? And she's like, no, I can't promise that. She's like, I can just, but off of my emotions, I might just break that promise by getting offended because it's my emotions. So that's the thing, is where you can't just judge a person. Like, it is. And the fact that she actually reached out is a bigger person of her already. Like, she's growing. So that's even huge. So to go on the radio and actually be like, yeah, this happened. Like, you know what I mean?
That this came to us, that she's like, I haven't talked to anybody about this yet.
Yeah, you guys are amazing, man. I've been listening to, I'm a Vegas native, so trust me, I've been listening to you all day.
No, much love back.
Absolutely. And the previous person that you had on the line?
Yeah.
Which, she won the tickets, right?
Yeah, Vicky got tickets.
Oh, Vicky got tickets? All right, cool. I don't want any tickets. She's my wife.
Well, you already got tickets. I mean, you two should go have a discussion.
You went to somebody else, like, I mean, like, it's fine. But But yeah, though,
yeah, you already have.
Like, she literally, yeah, because I was on the line and I was like, you know, trying to get through because she's always telling me to, like, you know, well, we got some Bruno Mars tickets, this tickets, and I'm like, all right, babe, I'll start calling. So, and then I had heard her on there, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe she got through.
That's hilarious. But, well, you two finish the week strong. And and thank you so much for your time and for your emotion. I can hear it. I can hear both of you, your heart.
Sap, man. I am such a sap. It's crazy. And like hearing that, it's just like it's tough. Like, because you get her, but then at the same time, it's like, nah, you can't be like that. Like, it's just better to let it go.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that would, you know, that would be the only additional, that would be the, and we got to let this go because I'm out of time. We got to have absolutely a great day. Thank you.
No, I know you're busy. You're busy.
Appreciate you, man. No, but that would be the only additional. It's like, okay. Are you a bad person for feeling this way? No. Get it out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I've realized that even though it's leap day, it's almost Friday, all of that, I'm a little skeptical. I'm a little cynical today. I don't know what it is. It's maybe I had too much sleep. I'm not sure. Belgian researchers have discovered that hearing soothing words, even while you're asleep, can lower your heart rate. Sounds like a good thing. I don't know why I'm speaking in this voice now, but I am. And then you, yeah. So they found that the brain-heart connection could result in deeper sleep, while relaxing words had a soothing effect. Neutral words, whatever, did not slow the heart rate in the same way. I'd love an example, but who has time? But most research on the brain involves people who are awake, not asleep. So that's where the difference comes in, is that they did something. But if you go to try to help your partner, I was like, I can only imagine if I tried to do that for my wife and I was, you know, over the top of her while he's sleeping, going, I don't know what relaxing words I'd use, you know, but whatever they were, she'd flip out and I'd probably end up injured. So I'm saying let's learn a little more first.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's Animal Stories Day on Leap Day today on the Chet Buchanan Show. It's also, is the Maury Show still on? I get in my timeline in, like, you know, reels and stuff like that on TikTok, I get a lot of, I don't know why, I get a lot of Maury videos. Because I think because I watched one, you know, now it's like, ooh, this is what he likes. This could be that. A stingray at the aquarium and shark lab in North Carolina is pregnant. Nobody knows how. Charlotte the stingray has not had any contact with any boy stingrays, but she is still in the family way. Did you know baby stingrays are called pups? I didn't know that until now, but she's expected to have four of them. Brenda Raymer of Team Echo, whatever that is, thinks Charlotte has either cloned herself in what? That Charlotte has either cloned herself in a process known as parthenogenesis. Mm-hmm. Look what you're learning today, that they're called pups and there's parthenogenesis. We're all so smart now. Or that Charlotte, was messing around with sharks. She could have been impregnated by a shark. Both situations, well, you know, she had a little to drink. It was probably one too many. Her friends weren't there. Both situations are very unusual. We're either going to have partho babies or we're going to have some sort of potential mixed breed, said this shark lady. And we're waiting for Jeff Goldblum to show up because we're Jurassic Park right now, she said. They'll do DNA tests when Charlotte gives birth. And, oh, you know, you got to get Jeff Goldblum. You got to get Maury Povich. And you know we're going to be there, too, just to find out.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
As if we don't have enough to worry about. And I know you're going to say, okay, I don't know why Leap Day seems like it would be prank day, but it's, you're gonna look at the calendar and go, there's something, this story doesn't make any sense. But as we've got enough to worry about right now, don't we? I mean, I think so. Now an old school mosquito-borne illness has made its way to the United States. It's a weird thing because usually mosquito stuff, like it won't happen in the winter because the mosquitoes don't last. But apparently it's been warm enough in southern states. Like, you know, it's been fairly mild. It's been mild here. So anyway, this old school thing, D-E-N-G-U-E, dengue, I believe is how you pronounce it. Dengue fever is making a comeback. And I guess it was an old school, you know, jungle thing back in the day. Fevers, rashes, internal bleeding. And apparently, blood will rush to a certain part of the male anatomy. And this is the old joke of where they say, if you take the blue pill and then, you know, and 4 hours later, you should see a doctor. And it's like, oh no, if 4 hours later, I'm telling everybody. This apparently will make that happen for 18 hours. 18! Florida, Texas, California, West Virginia, New York, North Carolina, Arizona, D.C., and Massachusetts all reporting that this has been a thing. Just watch yourself and just, you know, and fellas, don't brag. I mean, well, I don't know. I'm not sure what I would do and I'm not sure I want to find out.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How did we get here already on a leap day? It's the more you know before we go. These are crazy every day. So if you were looking for like, hey, leap day specific stuff, I'm sorry to be a disappointment. But no, this is pretty cool. Maybe tomorrow. You know what? Maybe I'll look harder for tomorrow. Maybe there's something that I can do a recap. I don't know. Some people who listen to contemporary Christian music count what is called, okay, if you DJ stuff, wiki DJ, that they go with BPMs, beats per minute. Some people who listen to contemporary Christian music count what is called JPMs, mentions of Jesus per minute. I don't know why that's important to them, but okay. And, you know, and I am a believer, but I don't know that that's a real thing. Maybe. Less than 15% of men. Oh, don't feel so bad then. Less than 15% of men in the United States are 6 feet or taller. Less than 4% are at least 6'2". That's crazy. In the NBA, 87% of the players are taller than 6'2". I guess that just tells you how unique and how special people in the NBA are. The first book that was ever sold on Amazon was a book about artificial intelligence. You know that's how Amazon started, right? What's his name? Jeff Bezos in his garage that was his idea. He was going to take over the book industry, and that's how Amazon started. And then they went, we should probably do this with more products. And now they've taken over the world. First book ever sold on Amazon was a book about artificial intelligence called Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies. Somebody bought that thing in July of 1995. We don't know who. Now, somebody knows. Someone somewhere knows. Knock-knock jokes got popular in the 1930s. A guy named Alf Landon was running for president against FDR. He picked a former Army colonel named Frank Knox as his vice presidential candidate. Knox, get it? And knock-knock jokes about him were a big hit. Okay. Barney the dinosaur, originally going to be a talking blanket, then a teddy bear that came to life. Eventually, they settled on a dinosaur. I suppose that was a good thing. Yeah, that's the more you know before we go. And yeah, let's bounce. Enjoy your leap day. Hope it's amazing. We'll meet back here for a very spectacular Friday. Also, today is kind of when the weather starts to switch between today and tomorrow. So get out and enjoy it. And we'll see you back here in the morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Adrian, take us out of here.
Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.